I just want to get your remembrances of Dodgers, Yankees, and what that meant to you, Ron.
Well, the first time I stepped foot into Yankee Stadium was the 1977 All-Star Game. And we had had a great start to the year. We had a number of guys on the All-Star team. The Yankees were playing well, you know, looked like there could be a, you know, World Series matchup. And sure enough, there was. And I just thought it was a great thrill. You know, Yankee Stadium is such a mecca for baseball. And to, you know, be in that stadium for the first time was, you know, a thrill. I mean, I grew up being, you know, obviously a baseball fan. And I had my eye on the Dodgers and I had my eye on the Yankees because the Yankees were a very dominant team back then. And the Dodgers and the Yankees were in a World Series in the 50s a lot. So, you know, it's kind of hard not to get attached to it. So it was a great thrill for me. And, you know, I got a chance to see new Yankee Stadium earlier this year as part of a Yankee-Dodger rivalry before we went back and played the Yankees for two games. And so now they're back in our backyard, and it's great. You can see the enthusiasm. We got more press and visitors down here on the field than we've had all year long, so it should be a fun couple days.
And a couple of things really stand out with you against the Yankees in the World Series. And off the top of your head,
the top of my head,
yeah, literally, yes.
You didn't do that. You did that.
I did that. Yes, yeah. I'm not as dumb as I look.
Oh,
that's not easy, by the way. Yes.
Yeah, I don't remember too much about it.
What can you say though? That
I was lucky to survive. You know, yeah. I mean, I wasn't wearing an ear flap, and I was fortunate that it cupped on the brim side of the helmet, and you know, I didn't sustain anything other than a concussion, which was bad enough. But you know, no injury, you know, to the bone, and the facial bone, the ear, the nose, all those things are a combination. When that happens, your whole face caves in. So I was lucky, and I got away with it. And today, if that would have happened, I wouldn't have been able to come back and play in Game 6 and be a part of that winning game in the World Series in '81. So I'm glad that, you know. It was the way it was back then.
Yeah, I talked to Goose when you guys had that old-timers game here.
Yeah.
And he literally, he and his catcher were standing there talking to me together, saying, please, please breathe, Ron. I mean,
yeah,
they
no,
were
I,
really
yeah, I
worried.
Know. He came over and saw me after the game, as did their coach, Bob, or the manager, Bob Lemon. So I was grateful for that. And I'd known Goose before. I'd played against him in winter ball in Puerto Rico, so I was pretty sure there was nothing going on there. It was just a ball that got away, and yep. I couldn't get out of the way at that point in time. And but I was able to get past it, and it's history.
And last thing, hitting home runs against the Yankees in the World Series.
Yeah.
What was that like? And obviously some real clutch ones, too.
Well, you know, I hit my first one in 77 off Catfish. And we won game two, and then I hit another one off of Catfish here in game two of 1978. And actually, we won the game 4-3, and I had all four runs batted in. And Bobby Welsh struck out Reggie Jackson in the late innings to preserve the victory. So another big home run off Dave Rigetti that helped Fernando win in our comeback year of 81. So those are some quick memories of that, but they were all winning efforts. So
that makes it bad.
It was good.
Enjoy it, man. Thanks.
Yeah, thank
I appreciate
you.
It. Good to see you.